Grounds equipment.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Sharon in?
Hold on.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, is it Sharon?
No. You know what? I'm looking around. I don't see her. She was supposed to be in today, but she may have had a couple stops on the way in.
Oh, okay. You guys are expecting her in later on today?
Yep.
Okay. You know, maybe you can help me out. I was speaking with her a few months ago. Just wanted to touch base and see if you guys were looking to bring on any type of new equipment there for the business.
What type of equipment?
I mean, any type of, like, vehicles. You guys do steam cleaning, right?
We sell the equipment.
You guys sell the equipment. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Do you guys don't ever have a need for any type of equipment for the business?
No. I mean, we deal with, like, a local bank here that we've been dealing with for, like, 50 years.
No. So
we need to get any kind of loan or anything. That's what we do.
Oh, that's what you go through?
Yep.
What about, like, working capital?
No, not really. We just always deal with the bank. We never had a problem before.
Yeah. No plans of growth or expansion?
Nothing that we couldn't handle with the bank.
So when you guys sell your steam cleaning equipment, who are you guys selling it to? Are you selling it to regular consumers or, like, business owners?
Business owners.
Do they ever have a need to finance the equipment?
The companies we sell the equipment through have their own financing arms, so that's generally what they do.
What happens when somebody doesn't get approved?
Generally, they're pretty good with approving people. If they don't, their credit is just so bad. So, I mean, nobody would approve them. So, I mean, that's generally the only problem, the only time we have problems.
Okay. How often does that happen?
If you see the neighborhood we're in and the businesses we deal with, I mean, it's not every day, but, I mean, it does happen.
Yeah.
I mean, like, maybe 15 to 20% of them.
Okay. Well, that's actually what we specialize in is getting people that kind of have shit credit and
gotcha.
aren't getting approved, you know, and by other lenders, especially by the vendors. We come in and we get people approved.
All right. Tell you what, if you want, you can email something over. I can't guarantee we'll ever run anybody through you, but I mean, if something does happen and somebody really, really wants to finance somebody, I'll keep your stuff on file.
Absolutely. Are you the one that kind of handles that?
We all sort of do, but I'm one of them.
Okay. What's your first name?
Eric.
Eric, okay. What's a good email, Eric, for me to send some info to?
It's brownsequipment@verizon.net.
Okay, yeah, I already have that email on file. Yeah, I'll send something over. Like I said, I mean, it doesn't hurt if you have somebody who didn't get approved and would like to get approved. I mean, we help people out all the time, businesses
and
that don't have.
What's the lowest dollar amount you would generally do?
The lowest dollar amount would be $35,000.
Oh, yeah, that's...
No, I'm sorry. That's like, with the lowest we can do is $10,000. In equipment.
Yeah, I mean, that's still way too high.
What are you guys doing?
Mean, like the, I mean, the equipment that we sell could be anywhere from two to maybe 5,000.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'll run that through my underwriter and see if that's even possible. If it's possible, I'll shoot you an email. If it's not, then I won't even waste your time or mine.
I gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Appreciate your time, Eric.
Take it easy. Bye.
All right. You too. Bye.